You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Sharon Latour, the CEO and owner of award-winning Sydney agency Marketing B. Sharon, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me, Eric.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us how you started Marketing B.
So I was very young. I was 23 back then. I had just started in my marketing role in a bit of a corporate job. So after 6 months, I started to feel that it wasn't exactly what I wanted to do. So I sort of had that entrepreneurial fire just burning and wanting to get out. So I'd say back then, social media was starting to take shape and small and medium enterprises were really struggling with all the skills and technology required to keep up. So I had a very small amount of savings, which I was committed to sort of use to start the business. And I saw a bit of a gap in the marketplace to help privately owned enterprises get into social media, get into better websites, copywriting, all that sort of thing. So I started as a consultant just by myself. And I remember my first job was a business card, I think, for $125. And then grew into a smaller team and then to the business that we have today, which keeps growing. So it's been a bit of a journey. It's been 5 years now. And every day I pinch myself that this journey is actually real. So that's basically how it all started.
Why are you focused more on the small to medium-sized enterprises rather than the large corporate businesses?
Sure. So that's a question that I do get quite a lot. I do have some corporate clients that my team and I are servicing currently, but the majority of my work is around established private companies. So in general, they are quite conservative in nature, and they've struggled to deal with, you know, the whole wave of technology, social media, and branding that has come about in today's commercial world. So we do help them keep up with the trends and keep up with good design, and that's where my passion really lies. So I really am being close to the owners and the boards that we work with and really seeing the impact that we make on their business.
Also, how can small business owners stand out and be different from other companies? There's so much traffic out there. Get into some of those details and advice there.
So in my experience, it has been that businesses who do that really, really well and who've been able to sort of differentiate themselves and stand out from other companies in the marketplace have created their own DNA. And they have done that really, really well for really good storytelling, for really good imagery, really good strategy. And, you know, a lot of people think that the website's sort of the dough of the cake, but really, all your digital efforts make the icing. So content generation, knowing how to have really good branding, how to make the cake look appealing and Instagram worthy, if I might say. So creating marketing efforts obviously is not easy, and I know that businesses struggle with that, and they really sort of see it as a really long-term effort to be able to differentiate themselves. But good strategy really makes all the difference. So my top tips in that sense is really to get the right people on board, stay clear on the vision that you have for the business long term, and to obviously keep an eye on what the marketplace is doing.
And thanks for that advice today. We're joined by Sharon Latour, the CEO and owner of an award-winning Sydney agency, Marketing B, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Sharon, how can small business owners make themselves more present in the marketplace?
You know, Eric, what I've realized now is that many small business owners underestimate the power of great marketing and great branding, which can obviously bring a business an increase in credibility, sales, partnerships. And doing that well is building upon a vision and a strategy for the long term, rather than whacking a logo on a business card or keeping a very old website. So I think the need to evolve is very present in businesses that do that well. And I think that, you know, business owners, directors, CEOs need to be really objective about how their image and how their marketing look and evolve from there.
Also, what would you say is the number one thing a small enterprise should focus on when it comes to their website? Certainly look forward to hearing your input in that regard.
So a lot of the work that we do at Marketing Bee is to bring companies from where they were 5 years ago to where they are now. So my number one focus within those projects most of the time is focused on responsiveness, which in our sort of jargon or our industry means having a website which is able to adapt to different screens and different devices. There are so many websites out there which don't have the ability to fit within mobile traffic or iPad traffic, that sort of thing. And what you realize is that within today's world, you really cannot rely on your audience to only navigate your site on a desktop or on a laptop. It's really important to focus on mobile traffic. And there is a saying which says, you'd be more upset if you lost your phone than your house keys. So I think that tells us everything that we need to know about where the audience is nowadays.
Most certainly in that regard. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts to take away or a final tip? Anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up?
Things that I really wanted to share today, Eric, in terms of small business owners and their mindset around marketing and branding, is that they really should look at their brand for its long-term value. So rather than sort of having this continued inconsistent efforts across the brand, it's very important to bring all this together in a very cohesive way, but also a continuous manner. So that would be my tip for every small business owner listening, is to make sure that they look at their brand and their business for its long-term value rather than short-term.
Well, Sharon, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly some good tips and advice here for the listeners that we all can apply in today's digital world. Where can listeners get further details on your agency there in Sydney, Australia, Marketing Bee?
Sure. So obviously they can head to our website, which does work on mobiles. So our link is marketingbee.com.au or on myself at sharonlatour.com. So those links will be provided throughout the interview link. So happy to connect with some people and to make some new friends.
Well, Sharon, all the best from us here at EPN, and thanks again for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Eric, for having me. Have a really good day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Sharon Latour, the CEO and owner of award-winning Sydney agency Marketing Bee. And for further details, visit marketingbee.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.